You're listening to the Build Assets Online Podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now, here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
All right. Welcome, everyone, back to the show. Joe and Mike here from buildassetsonline.com. And today we're going to be talking about how you can get free traffic to your dropshipping store. But before we get started, I want to give a shout out to all the haters out there, the sheep. They're saying, hey, you guys can't have real drop. I don't know where I'm going with that, actually. But we see people in the comments. You guys are fake. You guys.
Do we?
You guys are lying. Now, very few. But if you're out there, I don't know. I was trying to do a funny intro. I failed. All right. On to the next slide. Let's talk about, Mike, is anything ever really free? In the spirit of talking about free traffic to your dropshipping store, is anything really free? What do you think about this?
Leaving a YouTube comment is free.
That's true. But so when
you go to the library.
That's true. But when we talk about paying for something, we're talking about giving a fake piece of paper or digital coin in exchange for time or resources. So in that sense, even going to the library is not free because you're giving your time up to do that.
Right. Yeah. And then without getting too meta already, I think the important point you're trying to make is that even if something does not cost you any fiat notes, it's still going to cost you some chronological currency, as they say.
Did you make that up just now?
Yeah. It came to me through the Holy Spirit. So that's the point, right? Even though something does not cost you money, it costs you time. And the important thing in a lot of online business is knowing when to exchange your money to save time. And that may be more important than just saving money at all.
Yeah. So we'll call it chronocurrency from now on. Another phrase coined here on the Build Assets Online show. So there we go. Nothing wrong with that one.
Cool. But yeah, a lot of these traffic things we're going to talk about will be free, but we need to discuss they'll be free in government money, but in chronocurrency, yeah, it may be a different story.
Zero Federal Reserve notes, potentially high amount of chronocurrency. So the first one is Craigslist. Now, anyone can post something for sale for free on Craigslist. You see all sorts of stuff, people running scams, to people selling legit things. If you have a high ticket drop shipping store, and this is something we've actually dabbled with in the past, I actually know someone. They don't do drop shipping per se, but it's a dude who works in his dad's warehouse, and like he just posts all the stuff on Craigslist, like that they're not going to use or get rid of or whatever. So you can post your stuff that you sell in your high ticket drop shipping store on Craigslist. And if you frame it the right way, you frame it as like, oh, this is a liquidation thing, and then you coordinate with the people, you have to order through the website. I'm not sure if it's against their terms of service or whatever, but people, it's people do it. It's possible. Something to think about. Zero Federal Reserve notes.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you have a dropshipping store, what would this look like? This would look like you going, taking your products, and like you have product listings on your regular store, you can just take a product, put it on Craigslist and say, hey, I'm selling this, to act like you're a local guy just trying to get a product. And hold on one second, my coffee's here. All right, now we're ready. So you would take the product listing, put it on Craigslist, act like you're some local guy, and maybe you would sell it below what other people are selling it for, depending on the MAP policy, depending on if you are willing to risk getting in trouble. And maybe you can get it to work out. Craigslist does get a decent amount of traffic, but I don't know if we've ever implemented this successfully. We've tried it half-heartedly.
But for sure, we've drop-shipped some land via Craigslist. That's for sure.
Land is a different story.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that in the spirit of
yeah, no, you're right.
And we have definitely got right. traffic from Craigslist.
Think, yeah,
dropshipping. We have definitely.
Yeah, and it. Yeah, it's. I think we've sold maybe in total one or two properties through Craigslist. So in terms of the quality of the traffic, I would say it's not that great unless it's a really good deal. So You have to consider your audience through all this. And that's also part of the problem with free traffic. You're often at the whim of whatever, wherever you can go to get the free traffic. It's not like you can get super targeted with your free traffic. You kind of, beggars can't be choosers, right? So we need to keep that in mind.
Yeah. So the next one you can try is Facebook groups. And there's a whole story behind this because Facebook groups are free. And if you actually go on my Facebook account, if you were to, Mike has my password. Actually, don't. Hopefully Zuckerberg's not listening.
You want to give it out?
No. Hopefully Zuckerberg's not listening because then he'll know we're sharing accounts and he'll ban us. I think Facebook is one of the worst companies on the planet. If you are listening, Zuckerberg, I think you should shut it down. Anyway, he wouldn't do it even if it was the right thing to do. We're connecting people. Anyway, as far as Facebook groups, they're free to join. And if you go on my Facebook account, I am in probably hundreds of different groups. And so my feed looks absolutely insane. Like, you just see so much weird stuff because I'm in so many different niche groups. Like, I can't go on it without having a seizure. But so you can go into these Facebook groups and you can basically kind of do the same thing you were doing on Craigslist. You can go into buy sell groups, act like a local person, you know, say you're doing like some liquidation stuff or, you know, you want to get rid of it. You have a product you want to get rid of and you can do it that way. We've had, you know, at least generated some leads this way. We don't ever pursue these free traffic sources to their fullest extent. Well, at least the first two, we have the other ones on this list. Because again, these cost such a high amount in chrono dollars.
Yeah. And we should tell the story, I think, of when we first started dropshipping back in 2016, it was, and I had just come back from Thailand. So maybe we had our store up for a couple months. It wasn't doing much. Probably never broke 20,000 in sales. I'd say pretty confidently it didn't. And we bought a coaching package from a group of people. And there were three people that coached us. So one guy that we spoke with essentially gave us the advice that our store was not working because, or whatever reason it was, what we needed to do was take our products and just go into a bunch of these buy and sell groups and just grind it out. And I think this is really some of the worst advice we've ever gotten and some of the worst advice we've ever paid for. So that's what makes it worse, is when you pay for bad advice. So we half-heartedly tried this, but in the end, it's a very, very stupid idea because it's not scalable. How many buy and sell groups can you go into? Are you going to hire someone to do this? So like, there's a reason why we teach what we teach, because there's so many stupid strategies that you can come up with. And you can make a course about it. You could do whatever. You could talk about it online. You can make a blog about it. Say, hey, this is this cool little thing you can do. But so much of it is useless when it comes to wanting to grow a business long term and sustainably.
Yeah. So that's the story you told about us paying for this coaching package. And the individual was like, just join the groups, mate. Just join the groups. You got to grind it out. You got to just copy and paste your store in the groups. You got the leads, mate. Do a giveaway.
Yeah.
And literally,
do a giveaway.
We've talked about this ad nauseum, but the quality of traffic from social media is absolute garbage. Absolute garbage, because people are on there to argue about politics. They're arguing to post pictures of their pets, post pictures of what they're eating, just really waste their life away. And they're not looking to buy at that exact moment. And they're not in the buying mode, mm-hmm. They're not doing product research. Maybe you can argue in a buy and sell group, they kind of are, but really in that circumstance, what they're really doing is deal hunting and like freebie seeking. So you may be able to get one or two sales from Facebook groups, but costs a lot of chrono dollars, is really not scalable in my humble opinion, unless you have like some sort of like furniture remodeling business or something like that.
Well, Joe, I do want to make a caveat here. Because while I agree with you on Facebook groups, there is Facebook Marketplace now. And funny enough, I actually saw yesterday, because we use Facebook Marketplace for land, and it works pretty decently on there, even though there's a lot of tire kickers on there, but we have sold property through Facebook Marketplace for land. But I did actually run into one of our suppliers selling stuff on Facebook Marketplace, just as like a new units.
Were they actually selling?
It was almost like a product listing. What's that?
Were they actually selling?
I don't know how you could measure that. I don't know if you could look that up, but it was pretty interesting. I guess if you go on Facebook, maybe you could set up you know, like a shop account. I don't know how they were doing it or if they even meant to do it, but I thought that was pretty interesting. So like Craigslist, you could literally upload all your products onto Facebook Marketplace and go and post them in a bunch of different locations. But I'll tell you right now, it's going to be really bad, because what Facebook Marketplace does is people can see it and they can click a button and message you. And now you have to interact with every single person who's just even thinking about the product. It's like the worst way to actually make sales, because you have to deal with so many tire kickers. And if you're just one person, it's really not feasible. You would need a VA just to like be on your Facebook and talk to all these weirdos.
Yeah. Again, and then it's not free, because then you're either spending a ton of money interacting with all these people, or sorry, a ton of time interacting with all these people messaging you, and then interacting with or hiring a VA to interact with them. So not totally free, but honestly, something in some niches may be worth trying out. Maybe if you were, you know, in like the tiny home niche or something like that, might be worth thinking about. Like if there's like a really, if you know that there's those communities on Facebook that interact in groups, you know?
Yeah, I think there's a way to make that work, but it's not an avenue I really want to go down.
No.
That's not worth our time.
Not at all, but it is technically free.
Yeah.
So this next one is YouTube. So this is one that I actually like. Why do I like this? Well, first of all, we're coming at you live and direct on YouTube. So for our Build Assets online business, obviously we're generating leads and sales through YouTube. So we know it works on that front. But what about on the dropshipping front? We've made on one of our stores when we first started, like dropshipping, like a product review of a video. We didn't really scale this up, but we made videos, like one video that ended up getting like, how much was it? Like 250,000 views, like over a couple years. The first video I ever made.
250,000?
I think it was something ridiculously high. No?
I don't know what you're talking about. What?
No?
That's a lot. When did we do this?
I don't know, but I've done, I mean, let's just say I've done product reviews on YouTube and they've gotten hundreds of thousands of views. That's a fact. And we did a recent case study on the Build Assets online channel to see like how quickly you can rank YouTube videos in Google. So on this next slide, you can see WPX hosting review. If you Google this on desktop, we're actually like below the answer box. Our videos are the number two and the number three spot in the video carousel. And I've actually gotten in the past like few months, like I don't know exactly how much of these of the 770 commissions came in the past few months, but most of it, at least $500 in the past few months of just this free YouTube traffic of WPX hosting review. But if you could do, and WPX hosting review is a super, super competitive keyword. But so if you make a YouTube video of like an obscure product that you're selling that I'm sure there's not tons and tons of pages about, like you will rank really quickly in Google if you target it with a YouTube video and kind of set up your channel and your videos the right way.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with you. I think YouTube is really, really good. I just disagree that we got 250,000 views on a video. But yeah, you're right, Joe. So you can make a video really quickly. You could even take some supplier videos and just upload them yourself if you have permission. And now it acts as a separate traffic channel for you, because people are going to be searching things on YouTube. They want to see visual content. It's actually very important for the sales cycle. So you can fulfill this need and you can get sales and you don't have to talk to people other than your regular dropshipping customer service. And so it really works out. Not a lot of chrono dollars, not a lot of fiat dollars.
Yeah. And people always think you need to have the product in hand when you really don't. You can make a slideshow, you know, of a comparing two products that people are often comparing, you know, talking about the pros, the cons of each, the differences. That stuff does really, really incredibly well, incredibly well. And when we're talking about in the chrono dollars sphere, once you make a YouTube video, it's up there. It's up there for life. It's not like Craigslist where you got to go and refresh the listing and repost it and do all this garbage. You have a permanent piece of digital real estate that you're not spending money or chrono dollars to refresh.
Amen.
All right. So this third one is Google, like organic rankings on Google. Michael Lacko says in the chat, he says, I was hoping this was, to be honest, I was thinking this will be about SEO. Glad it's not. Well, this part is about SEO. Getting free traffic from Google organically is basically the best form of free traffic you can get. How free is it? Well, I would say it can be very free if you target low competition keywords and write the articles yourself. It's probably, it will cost you a little bit of chrono dollars, but I feel the ROI on that, if you target the stuff correctly, is really, really high. And if you format your articles correctly, for example, we're ranking number 3 for high ticket dropshipping behind two major authority sites, Salesforce.io and Wholesale Tab. When I say authority, I don't mean they're actual experts on the subject. I just mean that their sites have a lot of authority in Google's eyes, in the robot's eyes, the eyes of the robot. So you can imagine ranking for a keyword like this brings in a lot of good leads for Build Assets Online.
Does it, Joe?
Honestly, I didn't set
if
up.
If any of you guys are watching us that have found us through this this search result here, please let us know. Now, Joe, I believe, yeah, it's obviously really good. And so you wrote this yourself, I think.
I had a writer. I started it, and then I was like, I'd rather just go do something else. So I had a writer finish it.
That's the thing with SEO, right? It's free traffic in the sense that you're not paying per click. And that's really how free traffic is often defined. So this took up some of your chrono dollars because you started to write it. And so you can write your own blogs. You can do a content site all by yourself. And it's not going to cost you any real dollars, but it's going to take a lot of time, especially if you're not great at writing. Or you can just pay someone real dollars and use minimal chrono dollars. So in my opinion, SEO really becomes powerful when you're willing to pay actual dollars for content at scale.
Yeah. Absolutely. But, you know, you can do, if you literally have no money coming in and you it just depends on what's more limited, your chrono dollars or your Federal Reserve notes, your real dollars.
Yes.
And that's the decision you got to make. And once you get to the point where it makes more sense to spend the Federal Reserve notes over the chrono dollars, that's when you're really kicking things into high gear. Because I got to say, it's amazing how much we get done like without doing anything nowadays. It blows my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's really one of the biggest hurdles of online business is just getting over the mental barrier of being willing to spend your money in exchange for people just doing stuff for you. And in the beginning, I can understand why you don't want to, because maybe you don't know what you're doing. Maybe you see it as a risk. And both those things are true. If you don't know what you're doing, you could screw things up. You've lost real money. But as you get good at stuff, you know what the odds are of success, and it's usually a pretty good bet every time. We've made previous videos about this, how as you do things more and more, you're just starting to stack the odds in your favor, and then it's not like poker where it's the same odds every time and you're bound to lose. It actually becomes a really high chance of success. So, you know, you can just slap your chips on the table and just sit there and watch it grow. But Michael Lacko said, SEO, it's all right and all, but I wanted some new ideas.
I think this is the problem. Not to single you out, Michael Lacko, but we have people in the group as well that it always surprises me because they'll come at us with things that like we never even talk about or we never even say. So I honestly don't know where they get it from. But the stuff that we teach and the way we teach to get traffic through SEO and paid Google ads for dropshipping, like that is literally the best possible things you can do. And so you should do nothing else unless it's a very, very special circumstance. And let's throw YouTube on there as well if you have the capability.
Unless it's the YouTube stuff.
Yeah, I would say Google Ads, organic SEO, and YouTube. There is never a need to venture outside of that. If you can master those three traffic sources, at least master them 80%, you're going to be very successful. Because then you can just scale them on multiple stores or adding new products to your current store. There's just no reason to deviate.
I agree. Even though it's all on Google, right? It's all the same company, whether you're paying them or whether they're ranking you or if you're on YouTube, it is what it is. They get a large majority of the search engine real estate. So that's where we have to play. And yeah, like doing things like posting on Facebook or posting on Craigslist, they also expire, meaning the results, you know, newer things rise to the top, whereas that's not the case necessarily with like queries that have month over month traffic.
There's this guy on YouTube, Mike. I think I've sent him to you, and it always blows my mind to see the videos that he puts out. He seems like a nice guy. The YouTube channel is called like Profit Copilot or something like that. And almost every one of his videos is him saying, oh, brand new traffic source. This traffic source gets like 35 million visitors a month. And it's usually like some sort of like directory of like, I don't know, like you can post your link and this it's like this new Reddit thing gets such and such traffic. And the whole thing is like, you need a diverse set of traffic sources if you want to have a good business. But the reality is, for most businesses out there, and our friend John talked about this in one of his blog posts. I remember once I read this blog post from John, like back in the day, I was like, oh, okay. Because I used to be under this mentality as well, that to be successful, you need a diverse traffic sources. But the truth is like, if Google really kicks you off of Google Ads and they ban your site from organic search, are you really going to pursue these other traffic sources? If they make up like 10 to 15% of your traffic, are you going to bother with those?
Yeah, the Pareto principle really applies here with the 80-20. I don't think you could ever fix that. Like, if you want free traffic that's just going to come in passively, there's no other way to go besides for Google's companies.
That's just how it is, unfortunately.
Yeah. But Joe, I did write down a few bonus ones that I think we should talk about.
Yeah, let's talk.
I mean, we're only 20 minutes in. Let me see where we are on the deck. Are we at the end?
We're at the end. We could talk about them. I'll just write in I'll write on the slide. I'll write bonus round.
Okay. So the first one, well, you just mentioned it, Reddit.
Ugh.
Ugh. What do you think about Reddit, Joe?
I think first of all, if you go and you post your traffic source, if you go and post your site in the wrong way on Reddit, and you know, you break the rules of the subreddit. I actually tried doing this kind of recent, not that recently, but kind of recently with one of our stores, because I was doing like some competitor backlink analysis, and I wanted to. They had a backlink from Reddit, like a dofollow backlink from Reddit, and I was trying to replicate that just to match their backlink profile. And I posted something that wasn't even like that bad, and like I just got banned immediately. So you can't. That's one thing you got to be careful of with Reddit. The other thing is, again, you're not targeting active buyers. So one time we actually did on our first dropshipping store, we made a post on Reddit that actually generated like a ton of traffic to the site. I don't remember exactly how much. I don't want to throw out a number again and have you tell me I'm wrong.
But that you can't read the numbers.
Yeah, that is the problem. That is the problem. But no, it got a ton of traffic. And zero sales. So
was this the listicle thing that we made?
Yes.
I forgot the part where it got traffic. Okay. We did get flamed on Reddit for posting it.
We did or we didn't?
I'm pretty sure we did.
I don't remember, but I just know we actually got traffic. And I was looking at the Lucky Orange that we had installed at the time, and it was like ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. There's so many people coming in from Reddit, and they would stay, they would stay like 2 seconds and then bounce.
Yeah. That's I hate Reddit. I hate Reddit for all reasons. And there are a lot of people that talk about using Reddit as a traffic medium. And yeah, like you can go viral. It's another one of those things. If something goes to the top of Reddit, you'll get a lot of traffic. Maybe if you're lucky, you'll get sales or you get a lot of clicks to your website, whatever. But it's not a sustainable thing, especially just to go in there and to post something. You're going to get banned and screw Reddit. Reddit should be deleted from the internet.
All right, what's the other one?
Berkman said he got banned from 3 subreddits.
Well, he should.
We've tried Reddit on multiple occasions for dropshipping, for SEO, for a lot of things, and they're specifically built and they have guidelines to prevent you just going and soliciting and posting your stuff. So, yeah, Berkman said by actually providing value first, I got banned from 3 subreddits. Whatever. Get me mad just thinking about it. Next one in the bonus round, Pinterest.
I would say not technically free. I guess it is free, but there's so much more chrono dollars. Like, what'd you say?
I said definitely technically free.
Yeah, I would say just the insane amount of chrono dollars that can go into Pinterest. If you're going to do it all manually and you're not going to use a scheduling software or anything like Tailwind, and even creating the graphics, you might have to pay a little bit of money. I think the traffic from Pinterest can be good for some things. If you're like, maybe, you know, if you're doing like nail designs or recipes, you can get really high intent traffic. But for most dropshipping situations, I don't think it's going to be worth your time at all.
Yeah, we've tried this as well for dropshipping. We've tried it for content sites multiple times in multiple ways. You can discuss what the outcome was of that. But for dropshipping, it just became too much work. And while Pinterest has search queries on it, like you said, Joe, I think people are just way too high up on the buying funnel. They don't even know what they want. They're just looking at images and moving things and making boards. They're not ready to buy.
I believe in the possibility of Pinterest as something that can be successful in niche scenarios. But I do think that it's almost harder to do than SEO. Like, you have to actually be a legitimate, like you have to sink a lot of time into Pinterest to get the results that you want. Not only.
Yeah. To be clear, we've spent hundreds of dollars on Pinterest courses, multiple Pinterest courses with little results. So
I think
if someone wants to come to us and they have the emerald tablets of how to make stuff work on Pinterest, I'm open to it, but it's one of those things where if you go viral, you're lucky, and then that's it.
I don't think it's necessarily luck. I just think you have to, luck is a part of it, but I think you actually have to have the right thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I agree.
You got to be like, say like the holidays are coming. Well,
like, same thing with Facebook ads. We say it's, we say it's like spinning the wheel, but you do it. It's lucky in the sense that you have to have everything dialed in to a very, very fine point to where it just pops off.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, for example, the holidays are coming up soon with Pinterest. So like, if you're posting like holiday crafts or like holiday recipes or something like that, and you have a really good pin, I think it has the potential to get a lot of free traffic. But it's hard to say like anything you could possibly dropship that we would even recommend selling, like a high ticket item, would be hard to do on Pinterest.
Yeah. Next one I have is email.
Well, technically it is kind of free besides for the cost of the autoresponder, but
Like MailChimp.
Yeah, but how are you going to build the leads?
You can knock on doors.
Okay.
Go into Facebook groups, do giveaways, mate.
Okay. Yeah, could work.
Yeah, I mean, this is the, to get free email leads is like the going down your street and picking up glass bottles and cashing them in for 5 cents of online marketing. That's how much work it is. Although I would say we've generated a decent amount of leads without paying for them, but that's because we were able to leverage other people and make a lot of content on YouTube. So we spent a lot of chrono dollars doing that just to get enough free traffic to build up our list. But yeah, email can be totally free and it could work. I think doing something, I don't know. You would need to have some trust in a certain community so that you can provide your lead magnet there and then build your list and then make money that way. I think that's actually a pretty solid path.
Yeah, could be solid. One thing for the bonus round, I totally forgot this. This should have been on the original list, actually, is promoting, like having an affiliate program on your store and reaching out to people that are already ranking on Google or that are already making similar videos on YouTube and asking them to give them an affiliate commission on the sale and ask them to link to your product. So I think that's probably one of the most free and one of the most powerful in terms of it doesn't really require many chrono dollars.
Yeah. Yeah. You're leveraging other people's chrono dollars.
Yeah.
And if they don't perform, then they're screwed. But I like that, Joe. We should try and implement more of that.
We should. I mean, the problem is we already have all the search engine real estate.
Whoopsie doopsie.
For the store that we would even do this on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But there's also things like share sale. People can find you independently and, that way they just, if they make it work, good for them.
So my concern with that is in the context of our stores, if we were to do that and really push for that, we might end up with people competing with us on the SERPs.
I'd say we should try it first with something less risky.
I'd rather reach out to the other people that are already on the SERPs.
Yeah.
That way it's like boom, 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 boom,
Yeah. Yeah.
So remind me to do that.
It'll be an interesting module to show people how to do keyword research and then do a GMS campaign emailing all these people
for sure.
List their product. So coming soon inside the Elite Fleet Plus. Last one I have is Kindle.
Ooh, tell us.
Well, anyone can go and put up a Word document onto Kindle Direct Publishing, and now, boom, it's on Amazon, free traffic.
Yeah, there you go. Decent amount of chrono dollars to write the book, but doesn't have to be a long one.
Yeah, even for dropshipping, if you have some sort of, whether your niche is like hobby related, if it's solving some problem, most of the time, a product solves a problem. That's like the whole idea of products, right? So you can make an ebook that calls to those who have a problem in need of solving, and you present your products as the solution. And so we've contemplated doing this on previous sites. We never followed through with it just because we didn't have the level of execution that we do now. So yeah, if you feel like your niche fits this, then you can 100% just make a book, make multiple books, and just throw them all up on Kindle, and then they'll get traffic. A lot of people that are researching stuff go to Kindle because they want to read, they want to learn. And so if you can make a compelling argument that your product solves whatever they're looking for, then there you have it.
Yeah. So any more on the bonus list?
That's it.
All right.
That's it for my bonus list.
So I guess let's go to the chat. Tim Skellinger says, Facebook screws me over nonstop, equivalent company to PayPal, in my opinion. I think Facebook is worse than PayPal, actually. At least PayPal, I think, provides something useful. I feel like Facebook, does nothing but, drag down society. But that's another topic.
Jack, how are they screwing you over, Tim? I'd like to know.
Well, we talked about that. We always rag on PayPal.
No. He said Facebook screws him over nonstop.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Jack Pullen said the bald goats.
Is that a species of goat? They don't have hair.
Yeah. if someone could please make draw that, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Joe, do you know what a goat is?
The greatest of all time. But
okay.
You know, I still think of the real.
That would be a nice. I mean, that would defeat the purpose of goats, right?
What if they were bald?
We need their wool.
No, it's a sheep.
Yeah. All right. You're right. Carry on. I'm thinking of a lamb and a goat. So, Tom Hunter said, what advice would you give yourself today, given the same scenario with Facebook groups?
Don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't even think about doing anything other than Google traffic until you're making six figures revenue through Google traffic.
Yeah. And then once you get there,
it's just the easiest thing. Yeah.
And then once you get there, then you're saying, once you get to that six figures in revenue, you'll be like, oh, I don't even want to do this. I don't even want to go make posts in Facebook groups.
Yeah. Go make six figures on Google first and then sit there and say, okay, should I try this Facebook thing? And then you'll probably say no. And you'll probably just keep doubling down on what you're doing that's working. So that's my advice to myself. And we talked about Michael Lacko. Parrot said, where do you find a good writer for your blog? What's typical salary for a writer and price per article?
Well, I just hire them hourly from a place like Craigslist. And, I don't want to give away my writer's salary, but basically, I would say 15 or so per hour.
Yeah, so you can go on Indeed. You can post on Indeed for free. Indeed, Craigslist, wherever, and any American wage like that, you should be able to find people that will write. But keep in mind, if you do that, you better have content to give them on a part-time or full-time basis. So it's not like they're just going to sit around and wait for you to give them an article and then just bill $12 an hour or whatever, because it's just not feasible for them. Usually when you do that, you're working on a per word basis. If it's like a project by project type thing, I think that's where it gets more expensive. So the key to SEO is to actually have it scaled to the point where you can have someone on staff. It's easier. They'll know the inside of your website. They can go and implement things. So that's when hourly becomes a good idea.
Alessandro. He says, where to get high ticket dropshipping suppliers. We have many videos on that. Just Google Build Assets Online suppliers and you'll see we have a lot of content on that. Berkman and Berkman got banned from three subreddits like you talked about. He should provide launch a lawsuit against them. I'm really not quick-witted today.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. You gotta slap yourself or something.
Some days they, you know, they just come to you, and some days they don't. Wait, Google. So, Oh Wayward asks, wait, Google before Facebook. I've set aside $500 for ads. I can do this every 2 weeks. What is the best budget strategies to use? What is the best ad strategy to use with this kind of testing budget? I mean, $500 is plenty of money, but don't go spend it on Facebook ads.
Yeah. You can see the way of thinking just by even calling it a testing budget.
Yeah. Why don't you break it down for this guy, Mike? Because I feel like he's obviously learned dropshipping the gimmicky way, the wrong way, the way we don't suggest. He might not have the full context for what we teach. I mean, I highly suggest going to watch some of our other videos. I put them in the description of this YouTube channel. You can watch our case study of our store that did over 4 million. You can watch our Google Ads for dropshipping video. But I guess, Mike, give him a little bit of context, I guess.
Yeah, so the way that we do things is when you're running ads on Facebook, like you probably have heard about, yeah, you launch a bunch of products, you test them with different audiences, and then whatever works, if something works, then you go and you scale it, right? But what we do is we take products that we get from suppliers that we have agreements with, and so they make products that are already selling. They already have search volume inside of Google. We just go and do Google product listing ads, Google search ads. And when you do that, you get reliable, consistent traffic and reliable and consistent conversions. So $500 every 2 weeks, that's $1,000 a month. So that's what, $30 a day? So that's a perfectly normal budget to start doing high ticket dropshipping with. And yeah, you're not testing. This is your budget. You're going to run this amount of dollars every single day. And yes, you're testing different products. You want to see what works so that you can allocate resources to where things are working, but it's not at all like Facebook. You put your budget there, you're getting the traffic, you tweak the traffic so that you're getting good keywords. And then from there, you just let it go and you just continually increase it and increase it and increase it.
Yeah, because once you find those good keywords that are getting conversions, those good keywords are not going to die out like a Facebook ad. Like when mm-hmm. when you happen to hit the right audience with the right product on Facebook, once you work through that audience and as many people who are going to buy are done buying, then you're dead in the water. That's why Google ads and Google organic traffic is so much better, because once you rank for the keyword organically, or once you start paying for the right keywords that convert, they're just going to convert month after month after month after month. And then you just repeat the process.
Yeah. And just, I could tell by the way that you're wording it, you're of the mindset that you have this money set aside, as you say, and you're basically already prepared to lose it on the conquest to find a winning product to make money. And so it's actually a lot easier than you think. And it's not as risky as you think to do dropshipping the right way, which is high ticket dropshipping. So honestly, if you're running $30 a day in ads and you go a week or two and you're not making sales, you're doing something wrong. And so that's why inside our course, you have the coaching with us. And I can guarantee 100%, if you go 2 weeks without making sales, you're doing $30 a day, I can look at your ads account in 5 seconds and tell you exactly what's going wrong. And so we have entire modules dedicated towards troubleshooting your ads account to make sure that the $30 a day that you're spending is actually on the correct stuff. Yeah. But even if you screw it up, like if you get a 50 on a test in school, that's an F. In Google, that's still profitable most of the time.
Yeah. Oh, Wayward, if you go to buildassetsonline.com, go to the bottom and press contact us and send us an email. Our course is closed right now, but if you just send us an email, then I'll see what I could do. I like you. I like the way you're talking.
Yeah. And he said Facebook has hot traffic too.
He corrected himself.
I would entirely disagree, Wayward.
No, he corrected himself. He meant to say Google. ManajKR, okay. How would you choose a keyword to target? New to this channel too. So on Google Shopping, you can't choose your keywords, which is how we recommend starting. So it's mainly about deciding what keywords you don't want Google to show for. But in terms of choosing a profitable keyword in general, and choosing which keywords you don't want to show for, it's all about the intent. So you need to think, if someone is typing this into Google, like, what do they mean? So for example, say you're selling a fireplace, like a high ticket fireplace. If someone is typing into Google how to make a fireplace, like they don't want to buy a fireplace. They want to know how to make one. If someone is typing into Google buy fireplace or buy Acme fireplace, like a branded fireplace, then you know that, they are looking to buy a certain thing, and each of them has a, you know, slightly different intent, but they're both, they both have buying intent.
Yeah. And also when you run Google shopping ads, so I'm sure you've searched for a product before in Google, it shows you the pictures of the stuff and the price. That's a shopping ad, right? So people are paying every time you click on one of those. So what happens is you basically send Google a feed of all your products, and it takes these products and it decides what it thinks it could show up for. So it's going to essentially predetermine a bunch of things, like more than you could ever manually go and do. And so after running those and getting some clicks and then getting some sales, you'll see what people are actually clicking on and what's actually leading to conversions. And then you can go and you can make text ads targeting specific keywords. And then this is how we talk about taking up the search engine real estate, because now if you have a keyword that you know converts, you have the shopping ad, you have the paid text ad, and then you can put the effort in to actually go and rank for that keyword. So now you have an organic search result.
There you have it. On Waiver says, I'm going to take you guys' advice. Thank you both so much. You're welcome. So that's about all we got for this show. We recommend the next video, Google Ads for Dropshipping. Link will be in the description. Check that one out. Check out the rest of the videos, and be also to check out our free course, buildassetsonline.com/playbook for our free course. That's buildassetsonline.com/playbook.
Yeah. Thank you guys. And take it easy.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.